Hello, well, I thought I'd do an audio boo because I've got what looks to be a pretty cool app on my phone. I heard about it actually on an audio boo I listened to earlier that Christian had done, and he sort of mentioned briefly that he'd got this app, and it is a navigation app especially for blind people. I know there's a few of these, but I thought I'd try this one. It's free as well, which is pretty cool. And the app is called Via Opta Nav. I didn't know the spelling. I didn't know what the spelling was when I heard it on Christian's audio boo. And I tried to sort of guess a few spellings and Googled it, and it didn't work. But then I thought, well, sure. Then I suddenly thought, if it's a sort of app for blind people and that, it's probably in Apple Viz. So I went onto the Apple Viz site and went to the iOS directory, went to navigation, went through all the apps, and it was there. So I saw it, read what it was about, and I got the spelling. And it's spelled, the first word is V-I-A-O-P-T-A, and then there's a space, and then just nav, N-A-V. And it is, it looks to be pretty cool. Basically, it does, it's for sort of, obviously, it's, I don't know if it would work in cars with people, but I think it's designed really for walking. And obviously, I haven't tried it, but I've looked at how it works and that, and tried adding a few favourites. I added my address, I added my mum and dad's, I added my grandma and granddad's, just because I could. And so it seems pretty easy to use. And you can, if you do use it, it does turn-by-turn navigation, and it tells you things like intersections and that. I think like what, kind of like what Blind Square does, apart from Blind Square doesn't do turn-by-turn. But Blind Square is cool though, I like that app. But that tells you things like what streets you're on, I think, and intersections. But that one sort of works where if you want turn by turn, you then use that to tell you the extra bits and then link it up with another navigation app like Google Maps or Navigon. But this one, I don't know how good it is or how good the information it is it gives you. But if it is good information, that's cool, because it'll tell you which way to go and give you the directions and the intersections and that. But one cool thing is you can look at a summary. So what I did was, it was pretty accurate. It was only a few, it said from your address, four numbers out from what my address actually is. So it wasn't too far out. I think the accuracy was about 10 meters or something. Or you can put it in either, I've put it in miles now, but you can have it in like, where it tells you things in meters and stuff and kilometers, or you can have it in miles. But anyway, I put my address in because it already showed us where my current location was. Well, I had my address as a favorite anyway, but I then put my mum and dad's in because they're only a few minutes away. And then I looked at this route summary thing, and it told you some walk this way and walk that way, turn sharp left on this street, or turn right on that street, and then whatever, and then in something like 50 meters you'll reach your destination. So you can see a route summary. It'll tell you roughly how long it takes. I think it must assume, it just guesses what speed you walk, because it said it would take 6 minutes to get to my mum and dad's house. But I think we've done it in about 3 or 4 minutes. So it kind of takes in, like, says, like, maybe some, you might walk faster, you might walk slow. It probably just gives an average speed of what anyone would walk, whether you walk quickly or whether you don't walk quickly there. And you can as I said, it's good how. Oh, another thing that you can do is, even if you have a route, you can, if you can record your own points on the way. So I'm guessing you must record them yourself with your voice, like voice clips, and then I'm guessing the next time you went on that route, it would, when you got to a point of interest that you wanted noted in that route, it would play your voice back saying it. I'm guessing that either that or you type it, and I don't know because I haven't done one and stuff, but it seems cool anyway. And you can view points of interest that are nearby, so it's a good app. Well, it seems to be a good app anyway. And I don't know how, I've only heard of it since Christian did the boo about it, and I think it was only put on Apple Viz like the other day, so I'm guessing it must be a very new app. But it seems good, and I bet you if it is new, they'll probably add even more features and that. Cool how it's free though as well. Anyway, apart from that, I was at choir on the Buskers night on Tuesday night. We went through a lot of the songs on for our concert, because it's going to be, it's, well, concert is in just under 2 weeks, so I'm looking forward to that. So we practiced most of the songs. The Buskers night was really good. We played and sang a lot of songs. Anne, who was one of the people from the mandolin band, came as well, so that was cool. I had my mandolin lesson yesterday. We did all sorts. We did The Entertainer, Rolling in My Sweet Baby's Arms, a bit of everything really, so that was fun. And there's not really too much to say about today. I was just at work and that. Well, I had a massive thunderstorm yesterday when I was at my grandma and granddad's house. And then we had another one at 1 o'clock in the morning with more rain and hail and thunder and lightning and everything. But it's been pretty hot today. And sunny. So I'll pause this, I'll say bye for now, and I'll do another boo soon.